Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Daf Tet Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tehanu Megalei. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Madina Batzala. Emna Rafana Rafata Nefesh Rafata Gul Rafata Kana Bal Bochen Yerason Ben Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yedalet Amud Bet. We are starting from two lines from the bottom. Last words on the line are Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hana Amar Rabbi Yohanan Kol Lo Ta'aseh Shekedamo Aseh Lokin Alav. Okay, that's the whole story in itself. Rabbi Yohanan teaches us a rule. We know already there's a concept called Lav Anitak La'aseh. Lav Anitak La'aseh is a Lo Ta'aseh that can be fixed. A person that says, don't leave over from the Korban. Lo Totiru Menu Ad Boker. Adotar Menu Ad Boker, Ba'esh Tesrofu. So, any Lav that you can fix by doing an aseh, don't leave over. You left over, you transgressed the lot aseh. Fix it. How do you fix it? Burn it the next morning. That's called a lav and itak la aseh. And the law is by a lav and itak la aseh in lokin alav. There's no malkut on such an item. Why is there no malkut on such an item? She's going to explain over here, because normally malkut is the punishment for the aseh, for the lot aseh, right? Mm-hmm. By doing the aseh, that's the punishment. The aseh is the punishment for the lot aseh. Instead of getting malkut, reparate it, repair it, fix it. So that is the onish. Good. Now that's a classical case of lav and itak la'aseh. The lav and the aseh. The lav comes first. First you have to transgress, and then you fix it. You cannot do the aseh without transgressing the lot aseh. But you can't burn it unless you left it over.
Right.
So the lot aseh comes first, and then you fix it through a aseh. Good. That's a classical case. Now we're introducing today a new concept. We're talking about a case where Rabbi Yohanan says, Kol lo ta'aseh shekedamo aseh. This is a case where we have one mitzvah, we have an aseh and a lo ta'aseh, both. But here, the aseh precedes. Which means, say it like this, not only does it come first in the order of the pesukim, the aseh comes before the lo ta'aseh, but it's possible to fulfill the aseh without having to do the lo ta'aseh. Which means it's possible to do one without the other. In the classical case of lavanitak, you have to do the lo ta'aseh first. And you can only do the aseh after you did the lo ta'aseh. You burn it after you left over. When the aseh comes first, so this is talking about, we can do the aseh even without having to transgress the lo ta'aseh. It stands on its own. In this case, Rabbi Yohanan says, indeed, you do get malkut on that. Look at the Rashi now. Let's read the Rashi on the bottom. Very key Rashi for the sugya. Kol lo ta'aseh shekedamo aseh. That means any lo ta'aseh that is preceded by an aseh. Lokin ala. Ha'atad l'shme'inan. Da'afidu leman da'amar. Even according to the opinion that says lav anitak la'aseh en lokin ala. Even according to that opinion that says lav anitak doesn't get malkut. Kedetanya. Lo totiru. Right? Don't leave all of the korban. Vanotar tesrofu. Ba'katub diten aseh. Achar lo ta'aseh. Lomar. She'en lokin alav. Shinitaka katuv v'ta'aseh. The Torah attached the aseh liyot oncho shel lav. That's what she's learning here. It becomes the onesh of the lav. Instead of getting malkut, do the aseh, that's the punishment. V'tikuno lomar lo ta'aseh kach bimasita. But if you didn't do it, aseh zot mipater. Do this and you'll fix it. Vashmi'ina Rabbi Yohanan hani midi ba'aseh ba'achar alav. She'en ata yachol lekayemo ela lachar avera, averat alav. That's only talking about an aseh that you can only fulfill after you made the sin. Aval, aseh shekadam et alav, but an aseh that comes before, ve'ata yachol lekayemo kodem averat alav, a type of aseh you can do before without having to commit alav, en ze nituk alav. Ve'afidu tekayemenu achar averat alav, lo neftata min ha-malkut. Which means, even if you do the aseh after the lav, since you can do the aseh without doing the lav, such an aseh doesn't fix the lav. And therefore, therefore this case over is not lav any tak. And therefore, this lo ta'aseh that you do get malkut. Ot pam. This lo ta'aseh that you do will be subject to malkut. Why? Because such a lo ta'aseh is not fixed by the aseh. Because the aseh is able to be done even before you did the laf. We'll have to see examples. I know it's hypothetical now. The Gemara will give us examples. Okay. Comes the Gemara answer. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Comes the Gemara answer. Amru lo. So other people heard that Rabbi Yochanan made such a statement. They heard him say that you get Malkut on such a case. So they went to him and they said, Amarta? Did you say such a thing? Did you indeed say that you get Malkut on such a thing? Amadehu lo. He said, no, I never said it. So, Amar Abba, Ha Elohim Amra, what are you talking about? He made a shivua, I swear I heard it, that he said it. Not only that, which means by saying lo, it means he retracted. He said, Hazar, I retracted, I changed my mind. You're not going to get Malkut. So, Rabbah Bar, what are you talking about? He held it, not only did he get Malkut, Uchtiva Bitanina. And it's written in the Torah, this concept that you get Malkut. And already it's affirmed in the Braita. How? Here's the source. Ketiva, it says the pasuk, Vishalechu min ha-machane. It says you have to send out of the machane all sarua, vechozav, all people that are tameh. Velo yitameu et machanehem. And they should not be metameh the machane, the mikdash. Here you have an aseh and a lot aseh. The aseh is what? Get the guys out of the mikdash. Anybody that's tameh, throw them out.
Mahanehem is mikdash.
Yeah, the mahaneh, mahaneh shechina. So first of all, it says what? Vishalihu. Send them out. And then what does it say? Velo yitame'u with mahanehim. Tanina habal mikdash tameh. And what does it say? It says that if a person comes into the mikdash, tameh, that's what it's talking about over here. So therefore, what do you have? You have a classic case over here that the aseh comes before the lotaseh. Look at Rashi. Ketiva v'tanina matzinu katuv lotaseh shekedamo aseh. You have the aseh coming first, v'tanin an ale delokin, and it says in the braita that indeed you get malkut. V'lo sagi lebekiyu maaseh tanina haba el mikdash tameh kachashiv lebeilu el anokin. Our braita we had, or our mishnah, we said elu hen anokin. Remember our mishnah at the beginning of the perek? One of the things that was lokin was what? A guy that goes to the mikdash tameh. So you see that what? Even though the aseh came first, because first it says get him out. And then it says, don't go in Tameh. So that's the case with Aseh came first. Now, and it says you get Malkut. So Rabbi Yochanan was right. What did he retract for? Now, before we go further, this needs to be analyzed. I agree, chronologically, the Aseh came before the Lot Aseh. Which means, the Aseh of get him out from the Beit HaMikdash, send him out, that's Mitzvah Aseh. It came before it says, don't go into the Mikdash Tameh. But based on the way I explained it to you earlier, what is Pshat the Aseh comes first? That you could do the Aseh without transgressing the Lot Aseh. That doesn't apply in this case. You can't send him out unless he went in. The only way to do the Aseh of sending the guy out is he had to go in first.
Correct.
So therefore, it's really Lot Aseh is first. Don't go in. And if you went in,
get out.
Throw him out. So that's 11 attack again. So how is the Gemara calling this case over here? The Aseh is coming first. Again, chronologically in the Pesukim, it's coming first. But in the mechanics of it, it doesn't work. You can't get kicked out unless you went in first. So the Lot Aseh has got to be first. Aseh fixes it. This is the question of the Ritba. The Ritba answers over here a few answers. One of the answers over here is like this. Sometimes the Aseh will come first. How? The guy entered and he was tahor, and he got tameh inside he got tameh. Oh, so now already the getting out comes first. The getting out comes first. Shenitchayev miyad ba'aseh shishloch tameim natzet min ha-mikdash ve'enu over alav ad hazman shenishtaheh sham. So therefore, that can be the case that the aseh comes first. Where he's in the Beit HaMikdash already, then he got tameh. So now already we tell him, get out. Because if you don't get out, you're going to get the lot aseh by staying in the Beit HaMikdash when you are tameh. So that can be one way to learn that comes first also. Okay. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, so basically, Rabbi Yochanan, you were right. What did you retract for? Right. You got a nice source over here. The aseh comes before the lot aseh. And you got the Mishnah that says you get the Malkut. So everything's fine. The Gemara asks, Ela maitama kahadarbe. Why did he retract, Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, Mishum de kasha le ones. He had a kasha from the case of ones. Ones is the case of somebody that rapes a betula. Rashi, please. De kasha le ones. Na'ara betula. the ashkechan ba lo ta'aseh shkedamo aseh. It's another case where you have the aseh that comes first, followed by the lo ta'aseh. Why? Dechtiv velo tehye li'isha. First it says, the ones, the me'anes, has to marry her. This is velo, lamed vav. Velo tehye li'isha. That's what aseh. He has to marry her. Lo yuchal l'shaliha. And then it says what? After he marries her,
no divorce.
Don't send her out. You can't send her out. V'tanya ala sheyikayem et ha'aseh im girsha v'yachzerena v'yiftor. Which means, this applies that if he married her, let's say, and got divorced, the Torah says, you have to remarry her. Not only you have to marry her, if you got married, and then you got divorced, if he's not a Kohen, the Torah says, go back and marry her. V'alma lav shenitak la'aseh hashiv le. Alma, we're talking about this case over here is a lav and itak. That's good. This case over here is no malkut. There's no malkut over here. So, and how are we comparing it? We're going to call this case over here a lav and itak. Why is it lav and itak? You did the lav. You divorced her. Lo yuchal shaliha. You got rid of her. So what does the Torah say? Lo yuchal shaliha. Velo tehye li'isha. You fixed that by?
Being married.
Oh, so that's a case technically where we're going to call it a lav and itak. Even though, seemingly, what's coming first? The aseh. Chronologically, the aseh comes first. First you say, get married, that's the aseh. Now you can do the aseh without transgressing the lot aseh. Oh, you're right, if you did the lot aseh after, which means you got married, you got divorced, but you transgressed the lot aseh, then the Torah says you gotta remarry again. But technically, this case should be, according to the way we learned earlier, an aseh first. But we don't consider it like that. Ela must be, we consider it like a lavani tak, and you don't get my good. I'll explain this right now. Gemara says, Mishum de kashre, ones. Netanya. Ones shigiresh. A guy was ma'anes na'ara betula, and after that he married her. Like he fulfilled the mitzvah. Lo tiel isha, he married her, no problem. And then after he divorced her, and then what? He was over on the love of lo yuchal shalecha. So it says, im Yisraelu, if he's indeed Yisrael, ma'zir, ve'enu loke. Clearly. Let him take her back. And he doesn't get makut.
Right.
Okay? Im kohenu, loke. But a Kohen gets Malkut because he cannot take her back, because he cannot take away a divorce. Now, Gemara says, Loke ve'eno ma'zir. Okay, he likes Malkut and he cannot take her back. Gemara says, Im Yisraelu ma'zir ve'eno loke. What do you mean? If he's Yisrael, why doesn't he get Malkut? Ve'amai, lo ta'aseh shekedamo asehu. In this case, the aseh came first, which is first it says, ve'lo tiyeh li'isha. First you have the aseh, and then you have the lo ta'aseh. Ve'lilki. You should get Malkut.
You can't send her without the Aseh. He can't even send her out.
Good. So therefore,
right, it's more of a reason.
So more of a reason. Right. So therefore, first you gotta do the Aseh. The Aseh doesn't have to be fulfilled by doing the Lot Aseh. First get married. So this is a classical case of Aseh first, and then a Lot. And still, what does it say? He doesn't get Malkut. That's why the Hanan retracted. When he saw this case of Ones, he said, oh, look at this. I got a case in front of me over here where the Aseh is coming first. Marry her. And then it's then what? And then the lot aseh comes. So the aseh comes before first. The velot yelisha lo yuchal shalecha. Chronologically, it's first also. So therefore, he said he retracts. So comes the Gemara and says Amar Ula. So Ula comes along and says, you know what? I could say this is no proof. I could say that Yohanan's first statement was right. That really an aseh that comes before a lot aseh, I'll say you get malkut. Ah, you're worried about ones. I'll answer you on this case.
Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula comes along and says like this. Lo ye'amer, lo tiye li'isha be'onesh.
You know what? Why does he even have to say, ve'lo tiye li'isha by the onesh case? Why does he have to instruct the guy, marry her? Don't even tell me, and I'll know you have to do it. Automatically, how?
Ve'ligmar me'motzi shemra.
I learned it from a motzi shemra. What's a motzi shemra? That's a guy that he spreads a rumor about his wife, that she was zinta, that she went with somebody else.
Right.
And then we found out that what? Shaker. So what does the Torah say by Moshe Shemra? Same thing. Velotia Elisha. He must marry her and cannot send her. So why did you have to even tell us by an onus? I could learn the law that you have to marry her from Moshe Shemra, and I'll say the following logic. Uma Moshe Shemra. Shelo asa ma'ase. Moshe Shemra is only words. He didn't do an action. He just libeled her verbally. And what does it say? Amar Rahmana Velotia Elisha. And the Torah says what? Yes, velotiye. He has to marry her. Vlamidva. Velotiye Elisha. Ones. Which means what? He has to stay married. He has to stay married. Ones. Local chicken.
He did something.
Ones, where he did something. Well, the Muslim are going to force him to marry.
Lama ne'emar. So why did it have to say it by onus? L'cha'ora, we could have learned it from Motzi Shemra. Ah, so we work with this. Im enu inyan lefanav. If it's not referring to before the Girushin. So, because I can learn before the Girushin, which means I can learn before they ever got divorced, I can learn it from Motzi Shemra. That what? You honest lady? Marry her. How do I know that? From Motzi Shemra. So why does it say, v'loti elisha by onus? That's superfluous. Elah's coming to teach me. If you got divorced, after the divorce, v'loti elisha, you have an obligation to marry her. Tenau enyan l'acharav. Shim giresh yachzir. And therefore, v'loti elisha, in this case, so that's written in order, is not to teach me that you should marry her right away. That already I know from onus. I don't need it for that. And the v'loti elisha is talking about what? It's talking about a case where he divorced her first, which means he did the lo ta'ase, right? And then it's telling me, hey, you did the lo ta'ase, fix it. How do you fix it? Marry her. So it's a regular levity tak. It's a regular levity tak. That's why you don't get malkut. Which is you, Rabbi Yohanan, you learned this case as a case where the ase came before the lo ta'ase, and therefore you retracted. What'd you learn like that for? I'll tell you, when the Torah says v'lo tiyeh le'isha, it's not talking about marry her. I know you have to marry her. Of course you have to marry her. I don't know from Motzi Shemra. Right. You know what v'lo tiyeh le'isha means? After you divorced her, and you did the lo ta'aseh, remarry her. That's what the v'lo tiyeh le'isha is. Oh, and that's a case of what? You did the lo ta'aseh, you fixed it by doing the aseh. It's classic case of lav shenita klaseh. So Ula says, hey Rabbi Yohanan, when did you get scared from the honest case for? The onus case is no problem for you. You run into problems because you learned the onus case is where the aseh comes before the lot aseh. So I said, before the lot aseh, because what does the Torah say? Torah says divorce, marry, and then what? No, you can't shalai, you cannot divorce. Oh, so you see the aseh comes before the lot aseh. No, that's not the case. We don't need a pasuk of lo yuchal shalecha for getting married. Then I know from Motzi Shemra, the pasuk is coming to teach me lo yuchal v'lo tiyeh le'isha. After you divorced her. That means you did the lo ta'aseh first. Yeah. That's what I say. Oh, you transgressed. Oh, you know what? Fix it. That's lavani tak. Lavani tak and no kina lav. That's good. Gemara says, wait. That's so fast. Is it so pashut that you can learn honest from Motzi Shemra? Are the two cases parallel? When you want to learn one from the other, they have to be similar. Once you find one is more strict, one's more lenient, you can't learn from one another. Gemara says, the akate. Ones memotzi shemra lo gamar. You can't learn. Tika lemefrach ma lemotzi shemra sheken lo keo mishalem. Motzi shemra is a tremendous chumrah. The chumrah is number one. The Torah says he gets malkut. The guy who slandered his wife, and he also has to pay a knas, 100 kesef. And therefore, I could come along and say, maybe that's why he has to divorce. The Torah says he cannot divorce his wife. However, maybe by onus, who says that he has to marry her? Which means, you're telling me, you learn it from Motzi Shemra. That just like a Motzi Shemra has to marry her, so too an onus has to marry her. Who said? Don't take that for granted. He said, oh, I don't need to know that he has to marry her. For sure he has to marry her. That's what Motzi Shemra. Why is it for sure? I'll tell you, maybe by Motzi Shemra that you see this chumrot on it. He has to get malkut. He has to pay. Maybe that's what it was, Mahmid, that he has to marry. But who said by onus you have to marry? Maybe without the pasuk being written, I would not tell you you have to marry. So maybe the pasuk is just coming to tell me that v'lo tiyeh le'isha, to tell me the hadush, he has to marry. Because without that pasuk, before you start to say, oh, that's extra, so I'm learning it for after. Oh, it's not extra. I need that pasuk to tell me even the first marriage that he has to marry her. And I can't learn that from Motzi Shemra. Because Motzi Shemra is a chumrot. And therefore, we're back to the question, which means, you Ula, get Ula's point. Ula is trying to say, Rabbi Hanan is right. Onis is not a case of aseh and then a lot aseh. It's a case of a regular lav and itak. It's a regular case of lav and itak la'aseh, she'en no kina lav. That's Ula's trying to defend Rabbi Hanan's original position. Rabbi Hanan's original position was what? That when you have an aseh first, and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. Rabbi Hanan got scared from the case of onis. Ula comes and says, don't be scared from the case of onis. Onis is not a case of aseh before the lot aseh. It's a lavan itak. It's a lot aseh and then followed by an aseh. So he tried to learn it from over here, but the Gemara rejects it. So Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another way of learning. Ela, so Ula's still talking. Lo yame lo tiyeh le'isha b'motzi shemra. Go the other way. Don't say lo tiyeh le'isha by motzi shemra. By motzi shemra, it says the guy slanders his wife, he has to marry.
How am I going to know if you don't say it?
Ve'ligmar me'onis.
Learn it reverse now. Learn motzi shemna from onis.
Ma onis. She'enu lo kem mishalem.
Onis is lenient. There's no malkut. There's no enu lo kem mishalem, which means, I'm sorry, he gets no double punishment. Right? He has to pay knas, the onis. But he doesn't get malkut.
Amar Rahman and still Veloti Elisha, and still it says he has to marry her. Motzi shemra. Lo kol she'ken.
Motzi shemra all them also. Which if by onis, which is more lenient than motzi shemra. By onis, he only has to pay money. And still you tell me he has to marry her. So by motzi shemra, of course.
So v'lam ne'emar.
So then why did I have to say by motzi shemra that he has to marry her? I know that from onis.
Imenu onyan motzi shemra, tenau onyan onis.
Good. If it does not have an application by motzi shemra, because I know that already from onis, learn that lo ti elisha to another case of onis.
V'imenu onyan lefanav.
I know lefanav already, because lefanav is written by onis.
Tenau onyan
laharav. Wow. And therefore what? From look how you're learning. It says by motzi shemra veloti elisha. I don't need that pasuk. I learned it from onis. But it says veloti elisha by motzi shemra. Okay, well it has no application because I know already that from onis. If by onis loti elisha, certainly by motzi shemra loti elisha. Ella must be loti elisha is coming to teach me something else. Teach me acharav by onis. To teach me what that loti elisha when if a person raped a girl. Torah says you gotta marry her. He married her. He got divorced. Now the Torah is saying, "Loti Elisha." Oh, you gotta go back. That's lavin itak. So therefore, again, well, that's good.
I feel like for
Motzi
Shemra, it's separate, no?
That's true. Oh wait, Gemara is gonna say now. Gemara says, "What are you talking? You can't learn onis from Motzi Shemra. Why? Tikal mefrach. I can break that also.
Ma leonis sheken asa maaseh.
Hey, onis is more strict in the fact that he did an action." So maybe that's why the Torah says he has to marry her. Just because he has to marry her by onus, who told you that you marry by motzi shemra? They're not equal. So just like you can't learn motzi shemra from onus, you can't learn onus from motzi shemra, you can't learn both ways.
So Gemara says, Ela.
Gemara says like this. Again, Ula is pressing the point, onus is not a problem for the Yohanan. He's trying to just get clarity. He's trying to make onus case a lavani tak. That's all he's trying to do. In any which way he can make it a lavani tak, all these speech, it's like a puzzle. He's trying to put the aseh after the lo taseh. So he's trying to create, and how do you put the aseh after the lo taseh? That you have to say, he got divorced, and then the Torah is saying, fix it. Right? That's, he's got to position it like that.
So Gemara says, Ela, lo ya'amir lo tiye li'isha b'motzi shemra.
Ah, shari ishtohi. Somebody mentioned this. You don't have to say, v'lo tiye li'isha b'motzi shemra. Because it's his wife already. V'lo tiye li'isha. They're married. What do you got to say? He should take her as a wife. They're married already. V'lamin emar. What are you saying at all?
Imenu anyan motzi shemra. Tenau anyan le'onis.
So put it to onis. I don't need to buy onis. Onis it says v'lo ti elisha also.
V'enu anyan le'fanav. Tenau anyan le'acharav.
And therefore put it le'acharav. Therefore I'm learning it now, not from like a mamatzinu. I'm learning over here that I have extra words. I have extra words. It says in the pasuk by motzi shemra. Take her. Take her. She's taken already. We'll take her. Ah, so this has no application. So you know what? We're going to apply it to onis. I don't need, but onis also says loti elisha. Oh, but loti elisha by onis is lefanav, meaning initially. So must be the extra loti elisha by motzi shemra coming to tell me the hadush of onis that even if he divorced her, he still has to take her. And therefore what? Must be it's a lav ani tak le'aseh.
What do they learn for motzi shemra the harav?
Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi.
And onis is a ma'ase.
Continue. Ve'ema, comes to Gemara and says, once you're doing that, say like this, v'im enu enyan lefanav de motzi shemra, tenau enyan le'acharav dide de'lo lakeh.
Gemara says, wait, before you jump to onis, You had extra words by Motzi Shemra. So you jumped to Onis, La'acharav. Oh, before you jump to Onis, La'acharav, learn it by Motzi Shemra, La'acharav. Stay by Motzi Shemra, La'acharav. And say what? The guy's got a taker. Okay, I don't need it for taking. We know how to take. He's taking it right. It means if she got divorced, if he got rid of her, take her back. Why'd you jump to Onis for? You could have made an application by Motzi Shemra, did you? And I'll learn to love any tag, and therefore you don't get Malkut.
Comes and goes,
You're right. I don't argue with you. The first application of the by Motzi Shemra, Ve'ati Onus V'Gamar Mineh. And then, once I learn it by Motzi Shemra, I connect Onus to it. I learn Onus from Motzi Shemra. What do you mean? How can you learn Onus from Motzi Shemra? We're back to the old questions. The Gemara says, Bema Gemar Mineh. How are you going to learn Onus from Motzi Shemra? Ibe Kalva Homer. Ibe Ma Matzinu. Either you can learn it from a Kalva Homer. What's the Kalva Homer? I'm going to tell you a Kalva Homer. If by Motzi Shemra, what's the Kalva Homer? Ma Motzi Shemra. Sheloke Umeshalem. Right? You have Chumrot by Motzi Shemra. You get Malkut. And you Meshalem. Eno loke al Gerusha Isha. You're not going to get Malkut if he divorces her. Kalva Homer on Onus, if he divorces her, you won't get Malkut. Because we're learning Harab now. Again, Motzi Shemra, we said, so Harab. So I'll make a Kalva Homer to Onus. How I make a Kalva Homer? If you tell me, we have so much Chumrot by Motzi Shemra. Loke, Umeshalem. And still the Torah is telling me, if he divorced her and took her back, no Malkut. Kavahomer by Onus. We're not so strict. Well, the most of you divorced her, for sure you're not going to get Makut. Either that's one way of learning, or I can learn with a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu means, just like I see by Motzi Shemra a certain pattern, and I have a similar case by Onus, so I can connect the cases. Kibbutz says, it's not going to work. Ma le Motzi Shemra sheken lo asa ma'aseh. The reason why I can tell you don't get Malkut when he retakes her is because he didn't do an action. But who told you by Onus where he did an action? Maybe it's more strict. Maybe after he divorces her and he takes her, he'll get Malkut. Then we have no da'aya from Motzi Shemra to the law of Aharav by Onus, because Motzi Shemra is more lenient. Because Motzi Shemra is only a dibur. And that's why maybe you don't get Malkut after the situation. But you have no da'aya that Aharav by Onus, you're not going to get Malkut. If it's not written explicitly, you have problems. Because then you're learning from somewhere else. Who told you can learn this deen from somewhere else? I can tell you that somewhere else is different. So again, the Gemara is saying over here, Ula tried to save Rabbi Hanan's initial halakha. Rabbi Hanan came along in today's Gemara and said, you know what? You got an aseh first, then you got a lot aseh, you're getting malkut. Rabbi, did you say such a thing? I never said it. He backed out. Why? Because he found the case of Sarua and the Zav case. Bishalichum and Amachaneh. Yeah, okay, fine. So Ula came. What are you talking about? You're good, Rabbi Yochanan. Honest supports your original statement over there. You got lo yuch. It's chronological. Torah says number one, take her. That's it. And what? Don't send her out. Okay, perfect. You have aser, and it's followed by a lo taser. Oh, good. So that was Ula's, that was Rabbi Hanan's problem. Sorry, Rabbi Hanan said, I have Onus. The Onus case is Aseh, and it's a lot Aseh, and then you don't get Malkut. Ula said, what are you worried about? That's not Aseh first and a lot Aseh. That's a case of Lavanitak. It's the lot Aseh first and then the Aseh. How do we make it? So in my way, he got divorced already. He did the lot Aseh, and then what I'm saying, fix it back. So therefore, that's why you don't get Malkut. Nothing to do with your situation, Rabbi Yochanan. It's a lavani tag. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, so the Gemara accepts this over here, and that goes back from the case of Onis. Oh, the Gemara has a big hadush over here. Gemara says a big hadush. Gemara accepts all these questions now.
Right now we're still with Rabbi Yochanan.
No, yes, but yes. So therefore, quote Rabbi Yochanan, how are we going to learn the case of Onus? We have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you said you get Malkut, but from the case of Onus, it sounds like you don't get Malkut, and the Chaurah, the case of Onus is the Aseh comes before the Lot Aseh, and all the ways Ula tried to say not like that will get knocked out, and therefore we go back to the simple case. Onus is, number one, marry, that's Aseh, and then what? Don't send. So that's Aseh, and then the Lot Aseh, and you don't get Malkut in this case. Oh, so therefore, this is Aseh first, and then a lot Aseh. Exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, so that's why, because he saw the case of Onus of Yohanan, so he backed out, right? That's why, because he saw the case of Onus. So the Gemara says, no. Onus should not be a problem for Yohanan. Yohanan's original statement. Why? Ela Marava Kol Yamav is the key. Be'amod ve'ahazir. The pasuk says like this: Lo yuchal shalecha Kol Yamav. It doesn't just say Lo yuchal shalecha. If it would have just said lo yichal shalecha means, if it wouldn't have said kol yamav, if it would have just said lo yichal shalecha period means, marry her, you can't send her. That means first you have the aseh, marry her, and then you have a lot aseh, don't. But it doesn't say that. It says kol yamav. The fact that it says kol yamav, it's coming to say that this aseh is a recurring aseh. That every moment you have a mitzvah, that you have to lo yuchal shalicha. This mitzvah is recurring. Lo yuchal shalicha kol yamav. And therefore, let's say he marries her. Okay, he marries her. He did the aseh, and then what? He divorces her. Okay, he divorces her.
So he knows very well from day one he's not allowed to divorce.
Correct. It's assumed to do that.
So why are you going to divorce and come back and make the Shabbat come out?
Makes the Shabbat. It's about the Shabbat. That could happen. It's hypothetical. So now, what is the Pasuk teaching me over here? Pasuk is saying like this. Kol Yamav Amod V'Hazer. That's saying that what? Kol Yamav is extra to teach me that even if he got divorced, you have to take her back. So the pasuk is saying like this: Lo tiye b'shiluchia b'gerushia kol yamav ela yachzirina, which means you're not allowed to stay divorced your whole life. Ela what? You have to go back. So that's an aseh. When it says lo yuchal shalecha kol yamav, that's as if it's saying amod v'achzir, go back and marry her after gerushin, and therefore the lav shel gerushin is nitak la'aseh. Again, and if we don't get Malkut, it's not a lav that Aseh came. We thought the case was talking about it's Aseh and then a lot Aseh. Aseh came first, and then the lot Aseh. It's not so. This derasha that says, Lo yuchal shalecha kol yamav, we thought that's a lot Aseh, but it's not. Lo yuchal shalecha means what? Don't send her. Kol yamav meaning you have a mitzvah to take her back. So therefore, you have a mitzvah to take her back. So if you divorced her, you divorced her, you did the lot aseh. Kol yamav says, take her back. So therefore it's a lav nitak. You have a lot aseh, you divorced her, and then he take her. Kol yamav. So the fact that it says kol yamav turns this lot aseh also into like to a recurring aseh. Kol yamav, you have an obligation to take her back, which means you're not allowed to keep her in a stage of shiluah. You're not allowed to keep her in a stage of being sent out. How do you fix that? You take her back.
If she divorces him,
oh, that's another story.
And then what if she marries somebody
that's
else?
That's another story. Before we get into the cases, wait. So therefore, this is a case of what lavin itak, meaning don't divorce. Okay, he went the divorced her, committed the aseh. When it says velo tiye isha, that's of course get married. No problem. He has to get married. But say he got divorced her, so they did the lot aseh. So the Torah is coming to say you did the lot aseh. You have an obligation to constantly fix it. You got divorced again? Fix it again. Which means you always have a way to fix it. Amod ve'azeh. Look at that she. That she says, El amarava. Look at that she before the lines get wide. That she writes, El amarava. Ha detanya be'ones mahzir ve'eno loke. That would have said that mahzir, take her back and you don't get malkut. Ta'ma mishub da'al korhach lav shinitak la'aseh. It's definitely a lav shinitak. Amar kira kol yamav. It says kol yamav. Lo aval el mechtav ila lo yuchal shalicha. That's all I have to say. My kol yamav. What means kol yamav? Haki kamar lo te b'shiluchaya kol yamav. She should not remain sent out her whole life. Ela yazirena. Kiloma v'al korach amod v'azir kamar. Go back and remarry her. V'haki kamar. Now we read it. V'lo tiye li'isha im shalcha. Which means she should be your wife if you sent her out. Velot Yelisha, she should be your wife again if you sent her out. Shelo yu shiluchah lechol yamav. That's right. If you divorced her, remarry her. So it's a lav nitak la'aseh. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't got to be worried about this case. This is not a case of where the lot aseh is first. It's the lot aseh. Gemara says, "V'chein ki atar Rabbi Menavin came to Israel to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol yamav amod ba'azir. Beautiful kol yamav amod ba'azir, and therefore it's a case of love and itak. And the Torah is telling us such a thing. Gemara says, "Amar le rapapad rabba. Let's wait. Have a problem. V'alodami level elav dehasima. The classic lo ta'aseh. The paradigm lo ta'aseh. The Torah is lo ta'asom shor b'disho. Not to muzzle."
an animal while it's an ox when it is threshing. And that's what we learn all Malkut. It always has to be domed to lav de hasima. It has to be similar to this lav of hasima. That what? Just like a lot tasum shul bidisho, you get Malkut. So all types of lot ases that are similar. Now, this lot tasum shul bidisho, there's no ase in the lot ase. Just lot tasum. There's no ase. Correct? It's just a regular lot ase. And therefore, this lav over here has an ase, it's not domet hasima. And therefore, how do you know that there's going to be malkut over here? Look at Rashi. Second one line. Veha lo damela veha dama Rabbi Yohanan. Lo tas, she could want to say, lokin alav. In his initial statement. Originally, Rabbi Yohanan, in his first time, before he retracted, he said what? If the ase comes first, and then the lo tas comes, you get malkut. Right? Gemara says, not domet to lo tasum. The classical case of Malkut is only where you have a lav, not with an aseh attached to it. So how did you say initially, if you have an aseh and a lot aseh, you get Malkut? The classical case of aseh is a Malkut is just a lav alone. So Gemara says, what, makes it worse? Amar le, mishum de katab berachmana aseh yitera migra gara. Well, just because you have an aseh added to the lot aseh, it should be less? It makes it worse that you shouldn't get Malkut? Gemara says, iacheh, lav shinitak la ase name lema mishum de katab berachmana ase yitera migra gara. So Gemara says, oh yeah, according to you, then a lav nitak also we should say should get malkut, because just because it has an ase, it should be less. I mean, just like you answer me back, well, just because the ase came first and there's a lot of ase, why shouldn't it get malkut? The ase should make it worse. Okay, good. So the lav nitak, you also have an ase, so why should it make it worse? Gemara says, come on, there's a big difference. Amar le, ha'ul le natuke lavu de'ata. Big difference. When the lo ta'aseh, when the aseh comes after the lo ta'aseh, it fixes the lo ta'aseh. That's the punishment. So therefore, you can't ask me in that case, why should you get malkut? I understand why, when you did a lo ta'aseh, you fixed it by doing the aseh. Good, lav nitak. That's where I'm going to go. But in this case over here, just because there's an aseh and a lo ta'aseh in one item, that's the reason you shouldn't get malkut? The Gemara's question was, yeah, it's not to make lo ta'aseh. The tassum is a lav alone. Okay, so it's a lav alone. So this is a lav with an ase also. So because it has an extra commandment, so that should make it less? No. So therefore, they tried to knock Rabbi Yohanan out from the fact that it's not domet to lo tassum, but they were not able to do that. Okay, so basically at this point in the Gemara, let's review. You had Rabbi Yohanan before the Hazara. He said what? Ase comes first, and then the lo tassum, you get malkut. What happened after that? He retracted. They tell Rabbi, did you say this? I didn't say it. What do you mean you didn't say it? You said it. And you have good reason to say it. He says, no, I didn't say it because I saw the story of Ones. And the story of Ones is a case of Aseh, and then a Lot Aseh, and he says, you don't get Malkut over there, so therefore I backed out. Rabbi says, no, it's not so. It's not so. The case over there of Ones really is a Lavenitak. You don't have to get scared from that case over there. It's a Lavenitak Aseh. As if the Torah is coming to say, Amod ve'azir. That if you get divorced, you did the lot aseh, Amod ve'azir. Take her back. Fix it. So that's why you don't get Malkut in that case. Nothing to do with the case of aseh before lot aseh. Oh. So comes the Gemara, and then came along and said, okay, good. So you, just another question. You say you get Malkut, but it's not domain of lot asom. It's not domain of lot asom. It shouldn't be worse than, it shouldn't be worse. So this has an aseh and a lot aseh. So you say, no Malkut? Yeah, by love and attack, you say there's an aseh lot aseh, and we don't get malkut. That's different because there the aseh fixed the lot aseh. Here, you have two isurim. You have an aseh and a lot aseh. Why shouldn't you get malkut? Good. Now the Gemara comes along and says, we're going back to this subject over here. There's a very, very famous sugya, bitlo, velo bitlo, kimo, velo kimo. A basic way of understanding it. You told me before in the Gemara, you talk before the Gemara, guy gets divorced from the Anusa. He shouldn't have done that. So he shouldn't get divorced. He did the lot aseh. So what do we say? Amod ve'azir. Take her back. So that's what? That's a lav nitak. The aseh fixes the lot aseh. Okay, good. And therefore what?
No.
No malkut. Now, he transgressed the lot aseh, the guy, correct? The aseh, technically, what did it do? It undid the lo ta'aseh, correct? Now, no malkut. Why?
because you did the lo ta'aseh, but it's fixable still. You didn't mevatel it conclusively, which means I can now rehash it. I can refix it by what? Doing the aseh. So as long as you did a lo ta'aseh that's fixable, that's repairable, you're not going to get malkut. When are you going to get malkut? When you do a lo ta'aseh that it's irreparable. You cannot fix it by the aseh. What would be a case in this case over here? Let's say a guy divorces this anusa, and he makes a nedir. Yeah, I swear, nedir, kunnam alai, I'll never marry this girl again. And he makes a nedir in such a way where there's no hafara. He cannot get out of it. So now already, this lo ta'aseh, you mevatel now. Which means you mevatel the ability to repair it. Now you can't take it back. In that case, I'm going to say you get malkut, because that's already you mevatel. But so long as you weren't mevatel yet, I'm going to say what? There's a way to fix it. But that's one way of learning. Okay, that's called bitlo velo bitlo. Let's read that in Nashi for a second. I know we didn't read it, so I want you to get hakdamot. You hakdamot first. Look at Nashi. Hani hal, can we read it in Nashi? All this is good. This concept of amod v'achzor. Take her back. So as long as you can take her back, no malkut. That's all good according to the opinion that says what? The man detani betelo velo betelo. According to the opinion that says betelo, if you mevatel it, you will get malkut. Lo betelo, you won't get malkut. The man detani kiyemo velo kiyemo ma'ikalama. There's another sheet that says kiyemo. I'll explain to you what kiyemo means in a second. I want to read betelo in that sheet first. Had the amart. Here's the key. Kol yamav be'amod ve'azer ka'e asiyato lav shenitak la'aseh. You gave him time to fix the aseh his whole life. There's no time limit. Which means, he gets divorced, yeah? How long can he remarry her? What's his time limit? 50 years later. He has that option to fix it. There's no time. We don't say you have to do it within 10 seconds. He has it as long as he wants. Kol yamav. Exactly, it's forever. As long as he goes to bed, they take him to bed deal. Hey fella, you did a avon over here. You didn't, you divorced your wife. What is he going to tell the bed deal? I'm planning on taking her back. What's bed deal going to say? Have a good day, walk out. You're planning on taking her back, we can't bother you. And bed deal malkinoto. Bet he cannot beat him up because he says he'll fix it. Hani, that only works, that shita, what we just said. Only when he's mevatel his ability to do the aseh, then he gets malkut on the lav. Lo bitel et aseh, but if he didn't mevatel his ability to do the aseh, patur. Shehalav talui bibitul aseh. Ve'enu nigmar ad shibatel ta'aseh biyadayim. Which means the lav is not complete until you took your ability to fix it away off the table. But as long as you have an ability to fix it, it's as if your lav is not yet a complete. In the sense that what? You will not be getting malkut. Bitul olam. Which is, unless you did a bitul olam. Shelo litkayem od. Ika lememar kol yamav yesh to takana b'hazara. Shemem etel ta'aseh limken madira. Like I said, he made a nedir against her. Shelo tehanem memenu nedir she'en lo hafara. Okay, in that case over there where the guy says, he divorced her, and I will never have an av this lady. Okay. You mevatel the aseh now. Now, what will Betin do? Which means, Betin takes the guy into the court. What did you do? I divorced my anusa. You divorced your anusa? You know that's a lo ta'aseh? Give him malkut. So one of the judges stands up and says, No. Rabotai, it's a lavni tak. He could fix it. He could marry back. Oh, mehala, you're right. The guy gets up. No. Judge, I cannot marry her back. I will never marry her back. I made a nedir kunnam. I will never have an ah. Oh, this guy has no aseh anymore. He was mevatel the aseh. What does the judge say? Beat him up. Give him malkut. Good. So, according to the shita, betelo velo betelo, that's the way it works in lav nitak. Everything we said makes fine. Makes fine sense. However, come on. Ela leman detani kiyem et aseh patur lo kimo hayav. There's another shita that's not so flexible. Kiyemo velo kiyemo. You don't get your whole life. You have immediate action. You divorced her? Torah says what? Take her back. You don't take her back, miyad? What is Betin going to do to the guy? Malkut. Which means, it's not until you mevatel the aseh. It's immediate, you have to be mekayemet. Once you say you're not going to mekayemet immediately, boom, there's malkut on the spot. So it's all dependent on what? Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Meaning, kiyemo, you fulfilled the ase, no malkut. Lo kiyemo, you didn't fulfill the ase, boom, malkut. No, wait. Rashi. She'ase tikuno shelavu. She's the ase fixes the lav. Ve'en alav talui bibitu la'ase. The lav is not dependent on fixing it by the ase. When you did the lav, already the lav is done. Aval ha'ase nitan la'akor ha'malkut, which is your lav is finished. You did the lav. I'm sorry, you did a lav over here. Now you have a way to undo the malkut. I can get you off to the malkut. How can I get you off to the malkut? By doing a ase. That's the only option. Because what the lotus is finished. It's not like we learn bitno velo bitno. That means what? The lotus is pending until it's off the table. No. The lotus is finished. You're hayav. So give him malkut. We'll give you one option. You want to fix this over here? How can we marry her right now? Marry right now, you won't get malkut. You don't marry her right now, goodbye, you did the lotas. Your lotas is over. Now, according to this opinion, here's the key line of Rashi. What do you mean, kol yamar ba'amod ve'azir? You don't have that, shita. His whole life he can take her back. Is that so? You have 3 minutes in bed din to make a decision. So therefore, according to the opinion that learned, kol yamar ba'amod ve'azir, only is good according to the opinion that says it's based on betelo ve'lo betelo. But according to the opinion that says kiyemo ve'lo kiyemo, there's no amod ve'azir. He comes to bed din, bed din says, here your options right now on the table. Either take her back today, or you don't take her back, boom, we're giving you malkut on the spot. So therefore, you don't have the amod ve'azir sevara to turn into a lav and itak according to the man that says kiyemo ve'lo kiyemo. So comes the Gemara and says, again, let's read it inside now. Two lines at the bottom. This amod ve'azir works good according to the man that says betelo ve'betelo. So the Gemara says, wait. Who are we trying to say all this in? We were trying to say this in Rabbi Yohanan. All this Torah that we're saying in this whole Gemara is to solve Rabbi Yohanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yohanan is the one that told us, again, you have an aseh first, and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. So we fixed the case of onus for him, and we turned that into a lavani tax, so there will be no question on Rabbi Yohanan. So the Gemara says, Midehu ta'ama el Rabbi Yohanan. This is all for Rabbi Yohanan. Ha'amal Rabbi Yohanan Tana. Tini betelo hayav velo betelo patur. Rabbi Yohanan is the shita that holds betelo velo betelo. So you no problem. What are you making trouble for? Oh, but according to the man that says kiyemo, you have a problem. Leave the man that says kiyemo. We're in Rabbi Yohanan now. And we know Rabbi Yohanan, he's the one that when they were reviewing this Braita, he's the one that said, make sure you learn in the Braita, betelo velo betelo. Because you're going to see now, we're going to read a Braita. It takes 2 seconds to learn this Braita. The Braita is a little vague. So Rabbi Hanan came and fixed the Braita to tell us betelo v'betelo. But from the fact that Rabbi Hanan holds betelo v'betelo, it's consistent with the Shita. It means like this. Let's clarify. Really, Rabbi Hanan will say, you have an aseh and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. On this case, that's not an aseh and a lot aseh. That's a lavani tak. Why is it lavani tak? Because it's amod v'azir. Because you get divorced, Torah says, remarry her. So the lot aseh comes first, and it's fixed by the aseh. And that can only work according to the man that says what? You have an option your whole life to do it. That's why you're not going to get malkut. Betulo, and guess what? Rabbi Yohanan has that opinion. It's a betulo, betulo. So if you have no problem. How do we know that? The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. He learned a braita of Mishnah for Rabbi Yohanan. Kol mitzvat lo ta'ase. Sheyesh bakum ase. Good. It's like a lovely tak. Any lo ta'ase that has an ase following it. Kiyem ase sheba patur. If you do the ase, you're patur for malkut. Bitel ase sheba, but if you were mevatel the ase sheba hayav. Now, very strange words here. Make up your mind here. You're starting off with the words kiyem, and then you tell me bitel. Those two words don't go together. You tell me if you mekayem it immediately, you're patur. Then you say what? But if you mevatel it, you're hayav. What do you mean? Either it's kiyemo velo kiyemo or bitelo betelo. It's not. The statement is contradictory, which is it should say kiyemo patur lo kiyemo hayav, not lo betelo or betelo hayav. Betelo hayav. And what I says,
Amale, my kamart. What is the statement of it? Kiyem patur, lo kiyem hayav. That would be good if it says that. Kiyem lo kiyem. Or bitel hayav, lo bitel patur. Or keep it in bitel, yeah, bitel. No. But don't start with the word kiyem and then end up with the word bitel. Here he says, you know something Rabbi Yochanan said? You're right. Tini bitelo velo bitelo. Learn it consistent. Bitel velo bitel. Meaning, you mevatel da'ase, hayav malkut. Lo bitel da'ase, lo hayav, bitelo bitelo. Now, who's the opinion that argued Rabbi Yochanan? The Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omer, kiyemo velikoyemo. He says, no, change it to the kiyemo side. I'm not part of the Shakish. I don't have to work with the Shakish now. I have to work with Rabbi Yochanan because that's what I'm dealing with. And he owes B'telo. As we see, the way he doctored up the Mishnah to make it B'telo V'Telo, to make it consistent. So he holds again. And let's review because we have to go one more line. Comes out, Rabbi Yochanan holds what? That really, so long as the Aseh is an option, this Lotas is incomplete. How can I give a guy a Malkut and Aseh, a Lotas that you didn't finish doing yet? When do you finish doing the Lotas that subject to Malkut? Once already, the aseh is not fulfillable anymore. How's that? Betelo. Ech? Neder. Like we gave the hypothetical. Okay, good. The Shekhi says no. Shekhi says, what are you talking about? Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Meaning, you did the lo ta'aseh, tekeyem et ta'aseh. Right now. Lo kiyam te ta'aseh. Not 5 years I'm going to do it. Betin gets you on the spot. You're willing to do it? I'm not marrying her now. I'm not interested in her. Boom. Malkut. Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Now, what is this machloket based on? This way of looking at the Lavani Tak, there's a deeper argument between the Shekish and Rabbi Yochanan. It has to do with Hatra'a. There's a law that says before you give a guy any punishment, you have to be Matreim. You know, if you do this over here, you're going to be Hayav such a thing, you're going to be Hayav Sekila, you're going to be Hayav whatever, Serifah, Malkut. Without Hatra'a, you can't give any punishment. That's a law. Hatra'a is necessary. There's a concept called Hatra'at Safik. Well, Hatra'at Safik. They gave him a warning. If you do this over here, you're going to get this. But let's say it's a type of warning where it's not necessarily guaranteed if he does it, he'll be Hayav. Mm-hmm. So then the Hatra'at, if you hold Hatra'at Safik, is not a Hatra'at, so this guy was never warned. The warning is not considered a valid one. If you can never give him a punishment. But if you hold a hatra, even in a case where it's possible, if he does it, he's not going to be hayab. If you hold hatra, tzafik is considered hatra, so then he can get. What does he got to do with our story? Gemara. What's the ma'alok de Rabbi Shekish Rabbi Yochanan? Batra tzafik ha'mepalge. Ma'alok is in the subject of hatra tzafik. Mor savar hatra tzafik sheme hatra. Or mor savar hatra tzafik. Lo sheme atra'a. That's what we have to go to. Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, first white line. Atra'at safek sheme atra'a. Vafagav de kol lo ta'aseh shenitak la'aseh ledbarav atra'at safeki. Exactly. Every lav anitak is atra'at safek, by the way. Why is atra'at safek? Because they can get off of it. When you gave the guy that, if you do this over here, back to the case of owners. Hey, fella, if you divorce your wife, you're going to get Malkut. That's so special. Possibly he can divorce his wife and not get the Malkut. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, doesn't matter. Hatra'at safek shem hatra'a. Sharik is sho'over ala lav sarik latrot bo. Vuhu amar shegamar ala bibitul aset talui. Ushematrim bo al tegare safeku. Shemeloyi batil ta'aseh. Exactly. Maybe he'll never get it. Maybe he's not going to make a nidir against her. The only way he'll get Malkut in that case is what? If he makes a nidir against her, if he's mebatel, nadira, bana, ukshiyadira vibadul kama delaki. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? But if he did make a nidir against her, he'll get Malkut. Even though the hatra at the time was safek. So Rabbi Yochanan, he holds hatra safek, shim hatra'ah. Therefore, it's consistent with what he holds bitmov and lebitelo. That only, at the time they told him, don't do it. That's a fake. We don't know. Is he going to be? Is he going to do it or not? 10 years later, he comes along and says, "You know, I made a nidir. I'm not ever taking it back. Give the guy lashes on the spot." What do you mean? But at the time of the atra'a, we didn't know if he was going to transgress. Doesn't matter. Let's make sure. But according to the Shekish, he holds the Shekish sabar. Atra'a tzafek lo sheme atra'a. Hilkach imaya gemar alav talu bebitul aaseh lo yalokeh alav. Ela halav mishigidesh nigmar. ואב דהתראת ודאי, והעשה ניתן להיות תחת המלכות.
She's saying a lot. According to the Shlakish, what's the mechanics? Shlakish holds what? Hatra'at safek is an hatra'at. It's got to be hatra'at vaday. Don't divorce. This lota'ase is done. Once you give this hatra'at, it's not hatra'at safek. According to the Shlakish, hatra'at won't work. You got to give hatra'at on a vaday. Once you did the lota'ase, you did a vaday isur that's really subject to malkut. Not hatra'at safek. Don't divorce. He divorced. He's guilty. Guilty, by the way, with malkut. When it comes to betin, they give him another option. Listen, you have malkut, or we'll give you another type of malkut. What's another type of malkut?
Marriage.
But you have malkut. You have either way. You got to fix this over here some way over here. So the hatra was hatra vaday. He can't afford to say over here bitlo velo bitlo, because according to that you'll never get the malkut, because it was me hatrat safek, and he was hatrat safek is not good. So therefore, let's read the Rashi again. Hilkach imaya gemara lav talu bebitul aseh. If he would not like Rabbi Hanan that the gemara lav is talu bebitul aseh, lo haya lo kealav ela halav mishigiresh nigmar. That's what he said. It's finished. The lav is over. Ve'avi hatrat vaday. The malkut is another way of getting malkut. Okay, very good. Stop over here, Nashi. We can start this on the next now. So that's why we have the machlokah of his review. Betov and betloz, Rabbi Hanan, kimo and kimo is shek. It's fundamental in how we don't have any tak la'aseh, and it's really based on how you're learning the hatra has to be done. If you hold that hatra, it could be a safek. So you can afford to say bitov and bitlo. But if you say there's no hatra'at safek, you can't afford to say bitov and bitlo. Because you'll never have hatra'ah, you'll never get malkut in such a case. Elai masod, kimo velo kimo, and therefore, you over immediately, and then you get the options later on. Amen.